Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
On today's show, non-sucky stuff from Faith.
That's what I said, she's and I deliver it. What I promised.
There you go. Now, technically, did you say unsucky stuff or non-sucky stuff?
I need to
get this straight for the record here.
I don't remember, but we will not be talking about baby bottles.
No?
Nope.
No baby bottles?
Nope.
Okay.
No sippy cups?
No sippy cups.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Is that all you talked about today?
No straws.
Where are my shoes?
Hmm?
Where are my shoes?
I don't know.
Oh. We're not. Oh, that's okay to talk about where my shoes are?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I know you hear that a lot. Where are my shoes?
Where are my shoes?
Where are my shoes? So Helen's practicing her violin. She forgot to practice her violin this week, and this was the first week she got to use the bow.
Mm-hmm.
On
I
the
did
strings.
Not know that she'd gotten a new sheet. Her teacher didn't tell me.
Ah.
And so I was unaware that I guess I should have known that she'd have something to practice, but
well, last week
was the very first week she was supposed to practice something.
And she was practicing the plucking. She was plucking
the strings. And so
the songs were they were just like pluck, pluck, pluck.
Well, it was
pluck,
just to pluck, get used pluck, to the notes.
Pluck, 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 pluck.
Yeah, it was nothing. It was just get used to the notes. So but her teacher didn't tell me, and Helen didn't tell me.
So
not because she was trying to get
tomorrow,
out of it, but
is her next lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And she had practiced and not at all.
Not once.
In fact, I found her violin in my truck today before I went to work.
What was it doing in there?
She took it to Meemaw's on Friday.
Oh.
And she left it in the truck. So maybe she practiced at Meemaw's, but probably not. She probably just played with it or whatever. So she was in there and she's all worried because tomorrow is her lesson and she had not practiced. And so she was going to practice because she had not practiced. And Faith learned that she had all these new things, that she had to actually use the bow and new songs and, oh, my goodness. And so we're sitting in there and we're all excited to hear her use the bow on the strings. And she starts and she's a little embarrassed because we're both sitting there. And we're like, okay, we'll look away and then we'll go in the other rooms. No, stay there, stay there. So she starts to practice. And as you know, if you have ever been around somebody who plays the violin, who doesn't know how to play the violin, and is learning to play the violin, it sounds a little like Stretching Cats.
Yeah, a little bit.
And so that's kind of what it sounded like,
mm-hmm.
Stretching Cats. And she hadn't got used to it yet. And the more she practiced, the more her face got red. And she wasn't getting mad. She was getting scared.
Mm-hmm.
And she started crying. Because she hadn't practiced and her thing's tomorrow and it sounds horrible and it's not good. And it was wonderful because we got to really reach out and
it was a good teachable moment.
Teach her and teach her something important for the, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes you teach her like stuff that's not all that important, but tonight we get to really mm-hmm. teach her something important. And that is the first time that you try anything is you're going to fail.
Yep.
And that has to be okay. You have. Yes, I am recording. Thanks for reminding me. Google Calendar. Record tonight.
Yeah.
We got to teach her that the first time you try something, you're going to fail. Faith shared a story that the first time she made chicken tremendous, which is tremendously chicken. That
wonderful.
She made the wrong, she used the wrong rice and it came out real crunchy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I got to tell about the time I soaked a steak in beer all night.
Instead of for just a few minutes. A
few minutes before cooking it. Alcohol will actually cook the meat for you.
Yeah, and eat it up. Was there
nasty.
Any meat left?
Oh, yeah. It was the nastiest. You touch it, just fell apart.
Yeah, I can imagine. It just eat it.
It was nasty. It was nasty.
Be like pouring it in Coke.
I just threw it away. Anyway, I rent a very good steak, by the way. So, and then I got to tell her, you know, first time I tried to play the guitar, you know, and just, you know, I said, I told her the first time you painted a picture, it did not look like a bicycle. Right. It didn't look like what you wanted it to look like, but it was beautiful to us. Mm-hmm. Just like your playing tonight is beautiful to us. Mm-hmm. It's not beautiful music. It doesn't look like it's supposed to on the page, mm-hmm. but we still enjoy your effort. Mm-hmm. We like to hear you trying to make pretty sounds, and we're going to enjoy those sounds getting prettier as it moves forward. But you have to understand that failing is the first step to getting this thing right. You can't get it right until you fail a few times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in America, we have to really, especially in America, especially as guys, you know, we have to realize that, you know, failing is a good thing. That teaches you perseverance. Mm-hmm. That teaches you fortitude. That teaches you steadfastness. That teaches you, I mean, everything about failure is a teaching tool.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about success is not.
Yep. You get up and you brush yourself off and you keep going and you do better.
That's right. And
figure out what you did wrong and
there comes
and
a time,
you learn from it.
There comes a time where you have to learn how to win. Yeah. I learned that too.
Well, that's true.
In tennis, you know, you have to learn how to win and be gracious and not feel uncomfortable about it. But at the same time, those lessons are later on. Mm-hmm. Now.
So she sat down and practiced. And
so we left the room. I said, you need to gather yourself together, wash your face if you need to, and then when you feel ready, you need to finish practicing before bed. And she did.
Mm-hmm. And when she goes,
that bad.
And when she goes tomorrow, she has to apologize to her teacher
for not practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be pretty. I can see it now. I'm not there.
Let's not harp on that. But
I'm not harping on it, but I'm just imagining what that's going to be like.
So let's move right from that, because that is a Grow Kids application.
Oh, yes.
Into our Grow Kids Minute for the Week.
Okay.
The Grow Kids Minute for the Week is respect for age, respect for
authority.
Respect for, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're combining the two.
I got them backwards. Respect for authority, respect for age. Go ahead.
Me?
Yeah, this is your show of unsucky stuff, so you go ahead. It's Faith's show of unsucky stuff.
Well, the Lord placed authority, right? He established authority.
He established authority,
right?
That's correct.
And he put authority in our lives for a reason, mm-hmm. so there would be no chaos, otherwise it would be chaos.
Right. God is not the author of confusion.
Right. And so as Christians, we are to respect authority because of the position. Mm-hmm. I think...
It's ordained by God.
Have we talked about this before? Maybe this was something we haven't talked about on the show, but just as instead of saying Obama, you say President-elect Obama. Whether you like him or not, whether you agree with his politics or not, you need to address him by his title, and you need to address the president by their title. It's not George. It's not Bush. It's President Bush. And we become very lax in our that. They earned those titles, and we place them in a place of authority over our lives. We need to respect that authority, whether we respect the person or not. And so then you take that into your daily life and teaching your kids. And, you know, teaching your kids to say Mr. and Mrs. And that is a big... That is a big deal, especially this day and age when, you know, titles have just fallen by the wayside in the past 20, 30 years, really, I mm-hmm. think. And as a kid, I had to call everybody Mr. and Mrs. And Brad and I did an experiment. One year, we had everybody, especially in the South, you're given a title here, but it's Miss Faith, Mr. Brad.
Yeah, for the most part. If you're given anything.
Yeah.
If you're given, that's
what you get, especially when you're around people a lot, which is fine. I mean, you know, of course, Lauren calls me Miss Faith because I'm with her every day, and that's perfectly fine.
She calls your mom a lot, too.
And calls me Mama. But in Sunday school with second graders, one year we went by Miss Faith and Mr. Brad. And then the next year we went by Mr. and Mrs. McFadden. And the difference in the respect that the children gave us mm-hmm. was...
And it was 2 years.
Really?
It was 2 years with Mr. and Mrs.
Yes.
It was 2 years with and 2 years with Mr. and Mrs. McFadden. Uh-huh.
And the difference was...
Consistent.
It was quite different. I mean, there was a big difference.
Yes.
And
it was consistent and stark.
And it was strange because we were the ones that had the problem with it, not the kids.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. Mr. McFadden is not me. I'm not a Mr. McFadden.
Yeah, that's a T-shirt.
And it felt really odd every time.
It was very strange, but now I've come to like it, and I like that it places the children in a place where they understand I am not your peer, and I am not your equal. You have age and wisdom and time above me, and I need to respect that.
What does Ezra say? Time has not made us equal.
Right. Time has not made us equal.
And the other thing is that it has the added effect, especially with me, to remind me of my position, that I'm not their buddy, that I'm not their
And that's easy to do in Sunday school because you want to be fun and you want to make it fun.
But when they call you Mr. McFadden, it reminds you that they're looking up to you. It reminds me that they're looking up to me, that they expect me. There's certain expectations on me.
Mm-hmm. Reminds us of our responsibility.
And certain expectations on them. So
And that's the same thing, you know, working with your kids about instead of saying, oh, slow down, the cops are going to pull us over. Why is everything so negative when it comes to police? I mean, police are here to serve us and protect us. And we make our children think they're evil people, you know. I mean, they see that on TV a lot too, you know, and just firemen and just respecting people in the, you know, in the community. And
we have to be careful what we say in front of our kids and what we say, period, really. But, and then there's also yes, sir, and no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. If it's your kids, yes, mommy, yes, daddy.
It's actually easier to teach yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, or because then it translates with other people.
With other people.
As well.
We really, and I think we're going to start making that transition to yes, sir, no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Now that Helen's old enough.
Yeah. She's old enough to do that now. But in the beginning, it was yes, daddy, yes, mommy.
Yeah.
Kind of things. The title needs to accompany it.
And that's how when you require that response, then you know they've heard what you said.
Right.
Otherwise, you don't know if they've heard what you've said, and they've taken responsibility. I heard you, and I've responded that I've heard you, and now I can't pretend I didn't.
So just for review, just for purposes of review, saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Saying yes, daddy, no, daddy. Saying Mr. and Mrs., those are not biblical principles.
No, not at all.
Those are not biblical injunctions. Those are merely tools for the biblical principle of respect for age.
Right.
And respect
which is a biblical
for authority.
Injunction, yeah.
Which are, yes, exactly.
Where is it in Leviticus?
It just said. It's all over, yeah. Leviticus. Yeah.
Respect for age.
You said we didn't need our books, but those scriptures.
Respect for age, and I think it's Leviticus 11:19, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll post a few in the show notes. But so that's the Grow Kids Minute. Just, you know,
you
showing
didn't
your
do
kids
age.
Respect and
I
age.
I guess it's the same, yeah.
Getting up and giving your – how can we – these are tools. How do you show respect for age? Rise up and honor the hoary head.
Yeah.
Which they go the gray-headed. That's the biblical principle. But you can do that by giving up your seat to the elderly, and you can show that for your kids, giving up
when
your seat
in a doctor's office or, you know, at church or
sure.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways to show respect to them. Push your chair in
and he brings a good point about buffet lines. You can let them go first at buffet lines, whether it be a family buffet
restaurant. Nowadays we let the kids go first, and he said what you should do is have crackers in your bag and have the kids eat crackers and let the adults go first and let the kids go last. And it's a good way to teach children that the world doesn't revolve around them.
It's not the most, and I understand why it's done the way it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Get the kids settled and then we can fill out, and then we can, everybody can kind of get, it has developed into a practical way.
Right.
But, and it's an easy, I guess it's easy.
It's easy, yeah.
But look what it teaches.
Right. But it teaches, it's all about me.
It's a good opportunity to teach. No, you wait. You will wait because your place is behind these people. We will respect these people and let them go first. Yeah. It's a good opportunity to teach that. Not as easy, but good opportunity, especially like around the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard, too, because
especially since
grandparents are always saying, go, 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 go.
Yeah, they're all saying, go ahead, you know, so that I don't have to worry about people waiting on me. And the other thing is if you're there and you've got two kids and there's 15 others, you're going to make yours wait while the 15 others go get their food ahead of everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are things you got to balance. Those are things you got to work out and –
Yeah, some battles aren't, you know, worth, you know, what is it?
Don't die on this hill.
Yeah, you're just not worth dying on the hill.
But just look for opportunities like that, mm-hmm. that you can do it, that you can show respect for age. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, what else we got? That's our Grow Kids Minute for today.
There you go.
What else?
Good opportunity this Thanksgiving and Christmas season. It's almost Christmas.
It is almost Christmas.
Isn't that exciting?
It's exciting.
I think I'm going to decorate this. I'm going to get all my stuff out on Thursday.
What?
I think I'm going to decorate this week, or at least get my stuff out and start decorating.
This soon?
Well, Thanksgiving is like a week away.
Wow, that's wild. It's coming up so quick this year.
And exactly, that's why I got to start. And it takes me, you know, a couple days to get the house, or 3 days to get the house decorated, 2 days. Because I don't just put up a tree, you know.
No.
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 Oh, but no.
No.
Okay, so what else we got?
Well, you're the one with the list.
You said you had all kinds of unsucky stuff.
No, I didn't.
Ooh.
I didn't say all kinds of unsucky stuff. I just said that I was going to talk about unsucky stuff.
What are you going to talk about?
I don't have anything else.
Oh. All right, well, you want to take a couple of calls? We'll take a couple of calls. And
yeah, but what if they're sucky?
Well, I can't help that. Well. It's not you talking about unsucky stuff. So
okay, well, that's good.
It'd be them talking about sucky stuff. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I got to pause the background music or we'll never be able to... Hey! She just shot me with a rubber band. I shot you with a chicken the other day. They had rubber chicken?
At Walgreens.
They weren't rubber chickens. What were they called?
A slingshot?
Sling chickens. They were called sling chickens.
Yeah, he slung a chicken at me in Walgreens.
That was great. I want a sling chicken for Christmas, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I want a sling chicken for Christmas. Put it in my stocking. Thank you.
Something really wrong.
Hey, it's John. I'm just calling to say hey because I haven't called in a while.
And, hey, John. We do miss you.
Sounded like you guys were missing me there.
We were.
On the podcast. So
we were.
I thought I'd just say hi.
Hi.
Say hello.
Hello.
And
you haven't harassed me in a while.
Yeah, podcast is great. You guys are doing wonderful.
Thank you.
And you just need to mention JesusGeek.info just a few more times.
You know what I think it is? Mm-hmm. I think he doesn't have anything to harass us about anymore because you're on the show. He doesn't feel comfortable about harassing you.
He doesn't?
No.
Are you sure?
He always harassed me and Chaz. It was endless. It was mindlessly endless.
Huh.
But now with you on the show, I don't suck as much, and he can't...
He can pick on me. I know why. Are people afraid to pick on me?
Because our show is too good to be picked on now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Unless you're Dave and start doctoring up the show. But
yeah, well, that's not real.
No, you know, so...
That's stooping to new lows.
The Mermont wouldn't even stoop that low.
No, he wouldn't doctor what you said.
Absolutely not. Never.
If you don't mention at least three times a show, then you know, I think I'm going to have to talk to Buford about maybe getting some kangaroos or maybe some elephants.
Oh dear Lord!
Now you said you had a plan. You told me the other day that you had a plan to get rid of Buford's goats.
I
don't think you have a plan.
Oh, I got a plan.
I don't think you have a plan. Would you like to share this plan or you want to save it?
Not right now.
You're going to save it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Buford's not here.
Yeah, I think some elephants would work for advertising the podcast.
Elephants.
He's going to get Buford some elephants.
You will have elephants with JesusGeek.info stenciled on the side.
He's going to send stenceled elephants to Buford if we don't say JesusGeek.info on our show.
Stenciled elephants.
Now that is a threat.
You can't stencil on elephants.
Sure,
they'll
you can.
Sit on
as
you.
Long as it's an organic paint.
I to them, and I wouldn't want to clean up your yard.
No.
With several elephants running around in it, because I think
it's all a bluff. You can't FedEx an elephant.
It could be a little bit messy. Bye.
He doesn't have any elephants. He's lying. I can tell. You know how you tell what Jesus Geek lies?
Hmm.
His lips move.
Yep.
Yep, every time. Okay. Yeah. Did you have something you wanted to share there?
Nope.
No. Oh, well, that's for later. Okay, Greg from Tacoma. Greg from Tacoma, what say ye?
Hi, guys. It's Greg in Tacoma. I was just calling on the thread story, and I wanted to know if you guys listened.
By the way, Dave gave you and Jen. By the way, Jen piled on this. She was very vicious in this last show. In fact, the show is called Not Very Brad McFadden, or Brad McFadden Not Recommended. That was the name of the show.
Why?
Don't laugh. It's your husband they're talking about. He's supposed to have my back.
Why did they say that?
Come on, homie.
What are they? I'm not your homie. You've been watching too many Gangland shows on the History Channel.
No, Jen piled on you because of picking on the old people.
I didn't pick
because
on old
people. Because you accosted an old person in line with their wig. This is what he's bringing up.
I didn't accost this is what her. I was trying to help her.
Greg is calling to give you a hard time about this.
Oh, okay.
If you guys watch New Adventures of Old Christine.
Yes, we
did. Last week or the week before that, they did an episode where they are talking about wig or real.
Yes.
Christine and her ex-husband.
Wig or real.
Anyways, it was hilarious.
It was very... It was very funny. It was a game that her and her husband had made up.
And they take pictures on his phone.
Where he would take pictures on his cell phone of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And he would scroll through them. And she would guess wig or real.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest part, they were on a date.
She was on a date. And he was with them.
She was on a date with another man.
Yeah.
And her ex-husband was with her.
Yeah.
But that's not the point.
She doesn't understand boundaries.
The funny part about the story is that every picture was a wig.
Yeah.
She would go wig, real. No, wait. Wig.
Anywhere if you haven't already watched it. I will talk to you later.
Yes, we watched it, Greg. Thank you for bringing it up.
He's not giving me a hard time. And I did not accost the woman. I was trying to be helpful.
Were you helpful?
Well, yeah.
Because really.
I didn't rip it off. I realized quickly what was happening, and I tucked it back up in her hair.
You're claiming that your helpfulness was because you didn't rip off her wig?
Well, I hid the string somebody else wouldn't reach up there. If April
was
there behind me,
too.
She would have stuck the string
because
up there,
I
too.
Didn't hit her in the head with a bat.
You know what? If I was walking around with my slip hanging out of my skirt, uh-huh. I would want somebody to tell me.
That's
if
a little
I was
different.
Walking around
That's
and I
different.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because I thought
Let
she just
you.
Had a string in her hair. I didn't know it was a wig.
Okay. So if a person walked up to you
mm-hmm.
and your slip was hanging out
mm-hmm.
and they reached up and tried to tuck your slip back up under.
Okay. That's a little different.
That's the same as what you did. Almost
okay.
same.
Almost same. Yeah, I'm putting that on annoying phrases. That's what I get for trying to be helpful.
Gracie's right. The Yankees are boring.
What?
What?
He's boring?
Gracie's right. That can't be. Let me turn this up. I didn't hear what she said.
Gracie's right. The Yankees are boring.
The Yankees.
Yankees. Mm. All right. As much as I hate to concede that Gracie's right. We must move on with the call.
Okay.
They don't have any personalities because they made them all get identical haircuts and everything. And they always win because they've got all the money. They're incredibly boring. Why would I want to watch something like that? I'd much rather watch the Red Sox, the team that...
Because they lose all the time.
...that lets their players get all, like, hairy and funny looking and that they...
But they won,
Shaggy.
Remember?
Yeah, they did win.
It's a big
like,
part of
they
lost.
They love it and they don't really care if they lose because they love baseball. I think I'd rather watch that. Much more fun. Also, my favorite Friends episode ever is the one with...
You know what the Red Sox... You know what the Red Sox are?
A baseball team?
Yeah, they're the Yankees Farm League.
All the resolutions where Ross has his leather pants. And he
that was funny. Not you, her.
Oh.
Off in the head when he's got the lotion on it. Oh,
that was so funny. But the powder, he's like, man,
he's trying to pull
I can't get him back on.
Tries to pull him up and hits himself in the head. That
he
is
wads
hilarious.
Him up in a ball and carries him home on the subway.
I wish y'all could have been there this weekend.
Oh.
We were in the car, and I had Faith crying. She was crying, and I can't tell you why.
I love that one. I can just hear him saying it now. Where he's talking about the paste and the powder.
Made a paste.
Made a paste. And then, I just love it. It's great. So, that's about it. Things are good. Okay,
well, thanks a lot.
Awesome. Hooray for teaching. Yay. Okay, that's really for real all. I think I just covered like four different things at once. Not as bad as Alvin, but, you know, I'll get there. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, funny.
So things are good. Hold on.
Did
we got it coming.
It?
Yeah. I think so. Oh, good grief. It's the whole scene.
You're mumbling.
This is just when he cools off here. Because they were so hot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he can't get them back on. Oh, okay.
He calls Joey, of all people.
Chandler's not here.
Well, you can help me.
Hey. Okay.
I'm in Elizabeth's bathroom.
Nice.
No, I got really hot in my leather pants, so I took them off, but they must have shrunk from the sweat or something, or my legs expanded from the heat. I can't get them back on, Joey. I can't.
Well, anyway, and at the end of that scene, he says, and then he puts powder, and then he puts lotion, and then it made a paste. And then he ends up walking out of the apartment without any pants on. Walks out of the bathroom in front of her, just right past her, out the door of the apartment. First and last date.
Oh, man.
That's fun. That's fun stuff there. Okay. Are we all right now?
Yep.
Did we recover?
You
catch
good.
Your breath? Okay.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the exit. I'm looking for the exit.
Where's the
left.
Nearest exit?
How do I get out of here?
I got Sarah Connor Chronicles to watch.
Oh, is that tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, the Jesus Geeks will be excited.
What are you doing?
What? How do we get out of here? There's a door over here somewhere. Gotta be. There's just gotta be. Oh, wait. Here it is.
It's the wrong door.
Bugger.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.